We are learning Masechta Zuma that Pedal Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, on top of Pedal Amud Beis. That we learned, Rabbi Yochanan said that you're allowed to use the sam for your teeth on Shabbos. They're allowed to make the sam if someone has this sickness called sapidna that goes from the teeth and lands up in the stomach. And the question is that in our Mishnah, Smashmas, Dafkar, Masim, and Charosh. And maybe Rabban holds not established enough refuah to use, it's not enough established cure. So we're trying to bring a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that the Rabbanon agree in this case. Toshima, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Ubra Shehericha, a pregnant woman who smelled food and is craving food on Yom Kippur, machilin oisach toshav nafsha. You give her to eat until she feels better. Umishin oshka kalav shaita. And if someone gets bitten by a crazy dog, machilin oisach machatzu kavich loy, you give the sick person from the diaphragm. Vachoshu befib, matin loy sam shabbos. And someone who has the sickness called sapidna, you give him sam on Shabbos, you give him medicine on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. This is Rabbi Elazar who says it b'shem Masim Mecharosh. It's clearly going on this brisa. B'zu v'loy b'acheres. I agree to this and not the other one. Now what's it going on? There's three different cases here. Hey, ilay ma'ubra. If he's going to ubra, they agrees to him ma'ubra. Pshita ubra miyikal mandi amad loy. No one says that a pregnant woman who smells, who craves food, that you don't give it to him. No one even says it. Not only that, Rashi speaks out that it's a stam mishta. It's not a masim mecharosh. So there, you're not going to say that he agrees to, because that's not a machlokes. That's not a shailah. So now the choice is the two things: either kalev shaita, or chayshav piv. Now we know he argues with kalev shaita. So he says, but zubla acheres must be he agrees to the case of sam. Let's read it inside. Which one is he agreeing to? Ilema ubra pshita ubra mikel mandiyom adeloy. No one argues with that. El alav asam. He's going back on sam because he's not going back on kelav shaita. Because that he argues in the mishnah. Shema mino that the rabbanon agree. Like Rav Yechanan said. Rav Ashi yomah masisim nami deikir. Look at our mishnah. It's really very much meduyik. Because it says, "Va'oid omer amas becharos, v'choshev befirmatin loy sam v'shabes loy pligur rabban ala." The rabban don't argue. V'em isti pligur rabban ala. If you say he argues on both, larvinu v'lisninu v'ligur rabban v'seifa. It should have said the kelav shait the case, then the case of sam, and then say that rabban argue. Because it says the mishnah, you're not allowed to do it. Amas becharos mativ, v'oid amas becharos. Should have put it together and just have it then that rabban argue. So a karchach must be shma mino. The rabbanon agree, like Rabbi Yechanan. The rabbanon agree that by sapidna you could give him some. Good. Zok to maravaita. Beplechus sofik nefashusu. Now I want to go into the sugya of sofik. First of all, that sofik nefashus that mechal Shabbos, and later on that pehe when how what's the makar that you let mechal Shabbos with sofik nefashus. But comes now a blot and a half gemara about the kuach nefesh. Toifah Shabbos, around one block. Zog to Gemara. But you saw Rufashos. Lomali. Why does the Mishnah have to add extra words? It says, you let her take the Sam on Shabbos. Why? Because you suffer the Fashos. Then it says, V'chol suffer the Fashos Toifah Shabbos. What's this extra line? V'chol suffer the Toifah Shabbos. We got it. We got it already. Because you suffer the Fashos Toifah Shabbos. What's the extra words? V'chol suffer the Fashos Toifah Shabbos. Zog to Gemara. Lomali su lemeimar. V'chol suffer the Fashos Toifah Shabbos. Omrav Yudam Rav. Loy Sufik Shabbos Zubavad, Amru El Phil Sufik Shabbos Acheres. Not only if it's a Sufik, he's going to die in this Shabbos, even if it's in a Sufik, this Shabbos he's going to live. But if it's a Sufik about dying next Shabbos, you're allowed to take medicine on this Shabbos. Heichi Dami, what's the case? They set it up, he needs a regimen of medicine for 8 days. And to make medicine, it's a Deraisa. But Yoyim Kava Shabbos, the first week, the first day of the regimen is Shabbos. Maybe you should wait till the evening to start taking the medicine. So should we mechal three Shabbos or two Shabbos? Kamash v'lon that it's mutter. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara that we're talking about. This Shabbos is going to live, and the suffix is next Shabbos is going to die. So the chiddush is you're allowed to take the medicine on this Shabbos. Now the Rishash is very bothered. He's a very long Rishash on this. He's very bothered with the whole Rashi. What's the case? Do you have to take medicine today? You don't have to take medicine today. If you have to take medicine today, who cares if you're not going to die this Shabbos? You die next Shabbos. He says, even if it's in a year, you're going to die, you'll have to take medicine this Shabbos. Well, what has to be done this Shabbos? And he has a lot of kasha on Rashi. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He has all the kashas also. And therefore, he's mechash a new pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. And his pshat basically is that a very big chiddush. Once you have, you're not going to die if you don't take this Shabbos. But since it's mutarei to mechal Shabbos next Shabbos because of a sickness, you're really allowed to mechal the Shabbos. And he gives like an example. Let's say someone has to take two pills. Should he take dafka one pill on Shabbos, the other one in the evening after Shabbos? Or once you like to take one pill, you can take the other pill also. If you take two pills a day, he says, yeah, you can take two a day. Yeah, once, it's a lot of an halacha, we don't pass that to Rosh Hash, but the emna has to handle the halacha thing. But it's a big machlokes in the Gemara, very important Rosh Hash in the Gemara, how to learn the Gemara. But Rashi's shot is that the case again is like this, that you're not allowed to take medicine, that the only reason why. That you're allowed to take medicine, you're allowed to take medicine this Shabbos, and you're dying next Shabbos, but what's the Havamina? But that's the Chiddush, that even though it's not this Shabbos you're in danger, it's next Shabbos, you're still allowed to take medicine on this Shabbos. That's the Chiddush for Rashi, which the Rosh Hashanah holds is Pasha. Taina Machi, we bring a riot from a Braisa. Mechamim Cham Lechoyle B'Shabbos, you're allowed to warm up water for Lechoyle on Shabbos, Ben Lashkoise, Saif needs to drink. This is talking about Chol Sakana. Chol was in Sakana of dying, so he had to cook up water for him to drink. Bein lahav roses for rechitz also. V'loy Shabbos u'bevad amru. Not only if it's dangerous this Shabbos, al Shabbos acheres. Even if it's dangerous different Shabbos. Ain oimrim nam tlo Hashem v'yavir. You don't say, let's see meal get better. Wash your mechal Shabbos. Meal get better for next Shabbos. You don't do that. Ela mecham loy miyad. Right away you cook him up water. Because sofik the fashu zeches Shabbos. Sofik the fashu zeches Shabbos. Loy sofik Shabbos zu. I feel sofik Shabbos acheres. Not only this Shabbos, even a sofik for next Shabbos, you're allowed to cook up water on this Shabbos if he's in sakana for next Shabbos. Ve'ein oisin dvarim alalu. You don't do these bekuach nefesh things. Loy adei nachu. You don't do adei goyim. Loy adei kusim. You don't do adei girsas. Ketanim loy adei ketanim. You do have the Gedolei Yisrael. It's a machlokes what it means exactly. Either it means Gedolei Yisrael means people who are Gedolim, Yisrael Gedolim, or it means the Gedolei Hadar should do it. Because you want to show everyone this is a mitzvah. The Medoiches Shabbos Kuch Nefesh is a mitzvah. If you do it a Goy, or you do it a Katan, people think you're not allowed to do it. And next time to be a danger, you go, yeah, well, let's bring a Goy. Time to bring a Goy, the guy's going to die. Therefore, you have to be makbin not to use a Goy, so people shouldn't think to use a Goy. The machlokes are showing him if you have a Goy right here, could you use a Goy? The certain shame hold that you're allowed to use a guy, you should announce to everyone that I'm using a guy, even though I don't have to. Then you should better to use a guy. But Be'etzem, it's a big, Chazal are very worried that if you use a guy, you're not going to be Deicha Shabbos with a Yid. Ve'ein oimrim yasu dvarim alalu loya pinoshim loya pikusim. The doctors who are telling you to do this Chilal Shabbos, you can't trust a lady and you can't trust kusim. Can't trust kusim or non-Jews. But you might say they can mitzdarf for another day. Now, not everyone agrees to this way of the Gemara. We're learning for Rashi, and that's what it means. The Rif has a different way of learning the Gemara. But Gemara we're learning for Rashi is that Noshim or Kusim, if they say you have to mechal Shabbos, you don't trust them. But they could mitzdarf for das acheres. What does that mean? So Rashi says a case like this: you have two doctors saying, Jewish doctors saying tzarech. You have three saying he does not have to mechal Shabbos. And the Isha or the Kusi could be mitzdarf to be three at three. That's what Rashi says. That's the case. Oh, so the kasha is, we learned yesterday that you don't go b'sarei v'deyas when it comes to, as long as you have two edim to say something, you could be getting 100, you listen to them. That's the kasha on this Rashi. So some of the kolot svarim have different tirutzim, but the real tirutz of the thing is there's a Rosh. The Rosh talks about this, and the Rosh of Simeon Gimel says, he brings down, he says, we pass him. He says, Mar Bar of Ashi, that Gemara, is arguing that also, and therefore he says, you go Basar Rav Deis, not like the Gemara there, and he brings down this Rashi, the Rosh brings down the Rashi. But, Bakitze, Lemaise, That's what comes out from this Rashi. Mar Diga Rashi, it sounds like you go Basar Rav Deis, and therefore the Isha and it could be Mitzdar. But again, there's a whole other way of learning this Gemara. The Rif, a few ways of learning the Gemara, there's no riot to this Bechlal, and it's a whole way, another way of learning. But we're going to learn like this. There is a way to learn the Gemara that you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos Adei Noshim. That's what it means. Because also people will think, oh, you have to go through Noshim Dafka, that Demokuldik. That's another way of learning the Gemara, but we're learning more like Rashi now. The Braita says that you're allowed to do any type of iser, you're allowed to be over any iser to save a nefesh on Shabbos. Exactly what mefachim means. So it means usually to clear out. You're allowed to clear out anything for kuach nefesh. But it just means you're allowed to do any iser for kuach nefesh. Va'azoriz, and so any Issa Shabbos, lives of a Kuch Nefesh, Va'azoriz, and whoever is quicker, ha'reizim mishubach. The quicker you do the job, the better it is. Bein tzor alit d'shus v'bezdin. You don't have to go ask Bezdin. If you see someone as a kona, you see someone drowning, don't run to Bezdin, run to ask a shayla. Save the guy. Okay, so what's the example? Ra tinuk shenof al-yam. A person sees a child that fell into the water. Pirish mitzuda, you let it send out a net, umaleu. And bring him up. Vazara is teaching us like this. Even though you are trapping fish and bringing up fish as well, the halach is, it's still fine. And a lot of shayim say, even if you're mechavin to get the fish. But since your ikka kavana is to save the tinuk, it's not a problem, even though you're over the issa de raisa of trapping fish. A similar case, when you have a similar case, the Gemara is going to explain what's the Chiddush. All these cases, the Chiddush is you don't have to ask Bezdin, even though you're doing a Mamash Issa Deraisa. Another case, Ra Tinuk, Shadaf Alabar, you see a child fell into a pit. Oike Cholyo Maleo, you let her dig out a step and bring him up. Vazara is raising Meshubach, the quicker the better. Vain Tzarch Lito Rosh Hashem Bezdin, you don't have to ask Bezdin. Afagav the Masakin Dargan, even though you're making now a good step, for years you wanted a good step on this pit, and now you're making one. Still, it's motive because I'm doing it to take out the tenant, take out the child. Rosh Nidal Adal's Fe Tenant. Let's say a child gets locked somewhere in a house, and the kid is scared for his life. Shoivro, you let him break it down, Umeitziyoy, and take him out. Vazara is a reason Meshubach, the quicker the better. Vainzorah Lishus Bezin, you don't have to ask Rishus Bezin. Va'afagav to Kamachavin, Lemitvar Beshif. This kind of was that the kid was very, very scared, and he had to get him out. Va'afagav, wait till after Shabbos, he won't make it. Even though you mechaven to break it into pieces that are usable pieces, for firewood or for other things, still you're allowed to do it. This Gemara is mashma, even mechaven, the Mishmurah in the Sharat Sin, and Shinchav Ches, Sivkotan, I think, I wrote here Sivkotan Yadzayin, but I think it's not Sivkotan, maybe it is. He says there that you see from this Gemara, like those who showing him a hole, that you even mechaven fit, you're allowed to do it. Even if you mechaven from Allah, you're allowed to do it. And the fourth halacha is that if there's a fire, mechaben umafsik b'nei adlekah b'Shabbos, you let it extinguish a fire or put barrels of water in the way of the lake on Shabbos, because adlekah is a sakana. V'azar is raised b'shuvah, the quicker the better. V'ein tzarach lita reshus m'bezin. You don't have to ask reshus m'bezin. V'afakav to machich m'chuchi. Even though you are making coals and you have use for these coals, Matzah Shabbos is making a big barbecue, still, you are allowed to do it. And you don't have to ask bezin. And we need all four cases. If the tinnik fell into the water, so if pasha, you don't ask any shayla. So why? If you go ask the shayla, the time you come back, he won't be around anymore, that tinnik. I'm a bar, the kiyosif, he's sitting in the bar, aimaloi. Maybe you should talk to ask Bezdin. It's not like a mamish emergency, every second makes a difference. Tzricha, so the chiddush is you just still shouldn't ask. Since it's sakana, you don't have to ask Bezdin. V'yashmin and bar, the kamibis, the mice of the kid is scared. I'm a nil delas. But the closed door, after you ask Vaigis, you can stand on the other side. And with Shabbos Lay, Mamguzi, you could throw candies under the door or talk to him. So, whatever, it says candies, I shouldn't say talk to him, I could do that by bar also. You can throw him candies and make him feel better. Still, Tzricha, since he's in Sakara, you don't have to go ask. Even though the fire is in a different Chatzar, you are still allowed to rely on your own Das and not go after ask Bezdin. So to Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Yisrael Rav Yehuda. Omer Shmuel. Loi hochu b'kuach nefesh acha arayv. By b'kuach nefesh, you don't go after the right. Now, what does that mean? Hey Chidami, what do you mean you don't go after the right? Kula, chumra, what are we talking about? Hey Chidami, inei medikatishu Yisrael v'kuzi achad. If there's something fell down onto 9 Yisrael and 1 kuzi, so you think I have a minute there that you don't go after arayv? Of course, there you go bust the Rav Yisrael and you save them. Of course you go bust the Rav there. So Teretz is Ella Palgo, Palgo. I thought I was half Yidin, half Goyim. Sofik Nefashos Lachal. We know Sofik Nefashos Lachal. We're learning in Alimut on tomorrow's daf that Sofik Nefashos Lachal. It's Pasha. Ella, the Chiddush like this. The Katisha Kusim, there are 9 Goyim, Yisrael, Echra, 1 Yisrael. So what's the halacha? You don't go bust the Rav. Shmuel says you don't go bust the Rav and you're allowed to uncover the pile even for that 1 Yisrael. Even though there's 9 going. The case is that you don't know, only it fell on one person, not all 10. It fell on all 10, you know it fell on a yid. The case here, it fell on one person, but in this chatzah, there was 9 Goyim and one Yisrael. So usually you would say, go as a Roiv. The probability is 90% chance fell on a Goy. Kamas on Shmuel, loy halcha vas a Roiv. You're allowed to uncover the pile because it's a suffix, a 10% chance to see. That's what he's saying. We're saying, in fact, the Kasha, and that's also Pashat, because we have a klal, flunked up on Psukim, kol kavu kamechza mechza. That means if you have a place that everyone's in one place, and you know for sure that one of them is a Yid, and now you're not sure who fell on, but that's kavua. Kavua means if they're not moving, they're not coming from somewhere, they're in their place, kol kavua kamechza mechza. It's considered always like a 50-50 chance. So again, it's pashut that you don't go about survive in that case. Everyone agrees to that. You don't need Shmuel to tell us. Hanami pshita, that the kavua, kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. So Gemara answers, l'tzricha, the parash l'chatzah acharis. You have 10 people in this chatzah, and one person left, and on that, the mapilas fell, and you're not sure who left. Now, you usually go called a parash, real parash. When something leaves a area, you always assume it's from the roiv. And the roiv is going. So, ma'otem is called a parash. Whatever leaves, meruba parash is coming from the majority. Kamashlon, lehochu, vuchanefashach a roiv. Kamashlon Shmuel, that you don't go basar. Roiv by Koch Nefesh. And you can even be Michal Shabbos, even though it came from a Roiv. So Gemara is a Kasha, Eini. Bom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yechanon, Tisha Kusim Yisrael Echad, Vaisa Chatzar, Mefachim. If there's 9 Goyim and 1 Yisrael in this Chatzar, and they were Kavua, and you're not sure who the building fell down on, then you're Mefachim, because it's called Kavua, Kamechza Mechzami. But Bechatzah Acheres, if one of them leaves, you go to another Chatzar, Ein Mefachim. You cannot be Michal Shabbos. So what do you see? See, not like Shmuel. You see from here that you do go by Sarai called the parish. So Gemara assumes Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Gemara says, like Kasha, how the parish kulu, how the parish mixesayim. There's a difference. So we're going to say Tosis Pshat. The case where Shmuel says you don't go by Sarai is you had 10 people in Chatzah number 1. One of them was Yid. They all transferred to Chatzah Sheni. So now you know for sure there was a Yid in Chatzah Sheni. Then they all left, besides for one, is left in the Chatzah Sheni. And a building fell down on that, on Chatzah Sheni, Chatzah 2. There, you would say maybe, that you go by Sarai, it's a guy. Zok Shmuel, no, there you can assume it's a Yid. But, if one person left, what?
They didn't make
a new right, that's a Chiddush, it's not called new Kavirs. Since they just moved there, it's not called new Kavirs. That's the chiddush. But if one person leaves these 10 people, then even Shmuel will agree. You go by Zeroiv and call the parish real parish, and you will not have a right to Michal Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says right now. That if this is Taisus Pshat with Rashi's Mahalach, that it means that it went to Chatzah B, and then they all left besides for one. And then a building fell on that one, that's a Shaila. Shmuel says, no, you could be Samech, because since the Kviyas moved together and it's Muchzik, that there was one Yid here, it helps. Masha'inkin, if only one person left, it's called a Parash, Ruba Parash. So let's see one more Gemara. Pray the Gemara Kasha, Umi Omar Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel really say this? But it's not related to the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Tyrus, I think. It's the Mishnah in Achshirim, rather. It's Mishnah in Achshirim. Matzah ba tinuk mushloch. So you find in the street a child just thrown about. And Rashi speaks out, it's not a shayla ba sufi. We're not worried the kids are like a mamzer that threw away. Because the kid was in perfect shape. He was dressed well. He had a little kameya from his neck. He was put in a safe place. It looks like just the mother couldn't take care of it, so he put him away. Not that it was a mamzer. So you don't know if it's a Yid or a Goy. So what do you do? Im Raiv Kusim, Kusi. If the Raiv of the city is Goyim, it's Yinamah, it's a Kusi. Im Raiv Yisrael, Yinamah, it's Yisrael. If it's the majority Yid in the city, Jews in the city, Yinamah, it's a Jew. We'll see what it's the gay, all these halachas. Mechza, Mechza, if it's 50-50, then Yisrael, then also you assume it's a Jew. But I'm a Rav, and Rav says, Lo Yishanu, this din that you go bust a Raiv, El Acha Yaisai. That only is that you give them tzedakah and you support them. You can't go by Sarayv. That means you can't marry a Kayin. If it's a Keva, she can't marry a Kayin. Why not? Because maybe she comes from a Giyaris, maybe she is a Giyaris, maybe for Yichas is not enough. That's what Rav says. V'shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, that you know what Rav is the Geya? L'fakeach lav zagal. If it's Rav Yidin, you can emirate Yisrael to uncover a pile. So what do you see from here, Zagrashi? See from here that you need Dafka, Rav Yisrael. Even Mechza, Mechza is not enough. And for sure, Rav Kusav is not enough. So what do you see? You see Shmuel. Shmuel says, you go past the Rav. Because you see, you go past the Rav Goy. Freight the Rishonim, what do you mean? But here it's called a parosh. Here Shmuel agreed. Here it's called a parosh. It came from a roiv. It left from a roiv. Maybe not, but that's what Ramban asked. Ramban says Shmuel taka ogs rabbi Yochanan. I'm more assuming now. The Rav Simcha Medesi says vice dois like you vice dois. This is not called kol paros. Maybe it's called kavua. That's what he speaks out. Like upon him. So what's Shmuel going on when Shmuel says lefakeach as a gal? Because it can't be. If Shmuel holds you, let him be fakeach gal even by reiv kusim. So kiyat mat Shmuel areisha itamar. It says in reiv kusim kusi ama Shmuel uleinya pekuach nefesh enekein. Shmuel says the opposite. That even if it's a city of majority of goyim, the halach is kuach nefesh, ainay kain, and therefore you could try to save him just in case maybe it's a yid. And Tosfos explains what's pshat in Shmuel taki don't go bas rego. Majority is always the majority. So he says, the pasuk v'chay behem for loish yomus behem. So yucha lavi b'shum in the Israel. Torah is worried about Jewish life so much. There shouldn't be any tzad to come to Jewish life. Even a 10% chance, you should try to save him. That's Shmuel Shita, le'inya pekuach nefesh, ein ha'kein.